Reading passage. Remembered as a charismatic CEO of Apple Incorporated, as well as an outspoken business leader, Steve Jobs has left us memorable thoughts that are expressed in his speeches. Stay hungry, stay foolish, a sentiment he enjoined at the commencement ceremony of Stanford University in 2005, still influences many of us as we watch the video clip. Studying public comments made by the incumbent executives, Tim Cook, who took over for Jobs, Jonathan Ive, and Lisa P. Jackson, among others, may enable us to see where they are going to make a real difference after Jobs. Cook has often been portrayed as humorless and reserved by the media since he took the helm of Apple. Critics have questioned his core competencies and wondered who would spark the creativity at Apple after Jobs. Yet, when he publicly announced the point-of-sale touchless mobile payments at the Wall Street Journal's inaugural WSJD Live conference, he showed both originality and determination by drawing a pie chart in the air while simultaneously asserting, "We're already number one." This competent, humorous performance suggests that his public persona needs reassessment and also that following the herd is not in his DNA. When he is off duty, he loves going to Starbucks and seeing people using iPhones and iPads. Ive, whom Jobs called his closest and most loyal friend, provides the creative soul of Apple. Tasked with designing new products that work with effortless ease, he exerts great care to incorporate materials that have undergone years of research. The work team headed by Ive shows a level of solidarity amazing to Apple's competitors. They know the difficulty of getting such an intelligent group of people to work hard simply for money. For Ive, working for Apple is likened to working for NASA. Both institutions require ongoing inventiveness to a degree unimagined by the public. Cook hired Jackson to break free of the status quo so that Apple can minimize its environmental impact. To do that, she asked herself, where can Apple make a difference innovation after innovation? Her answer has required Apple to make concerted efforts to achieve 100% renewable energy and collect e-waste since 1994. The worldwide scope and interest of Apple make it difficult to find a common denominator in its business practices, but one certain thing is these directors are making Apple even more innovative on business.